And this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here we are, you and I. One more day. Going through our workout, the workout of our mind, of our thoughts and our emotions. Getting control of those thoughts and emotions. Those thoughts and emotions, they dictate all the things that we do and we don't do in any moment in time. That stacked over time either gets us closer to those goals, those plans, that vision that we have for our life, or pushes us farther away. Man, even worse sometimes, just staying stagnant, you know, wanting better things to happen for our lives, wanting to achieve things, to experience things, to feel different emotions than we're going through, yet we're not really doing anything to actually make that happen. We just found a pattern, a structure, something we feel comfortable with, and then we wonder why we're not making any progress. That's even worse. That, even when you're failing, even when you're going for it, making a decision, taking a risk, and you do those things that push you further away, at least you're moving, right? We want to do the combination of both. We don't want to just move without purpose, without direction, just for movement's sake. That's why we spend this 30 minutes in the gym, so to speak. You allow me to come into your life. Thank you so much. To push and prod and stimulate thought, so that thought can get you more and more clear on what it is you really want in life. No. What you really, really want in life. Sometimes, I tell you, that takes a lot of stimulation. It takes a lot of thought. It takes the expert help of someone who cares about you, someone who has been thinking about this stuff for over 25 years, pushing himself, just fascinated with the whole subject while you've gone out with the things that you're great at. I just had a coaching session with a personal trainer who became one out of a million, so to speak, who has made it 20 years in the business as a personal trainer. If you know what I'm all about, I'm not a big fan of personal training and not the occupation itself and all the great feelings you get to help people. I'm not a big fan of it because, not because of that. I definitely see the value in that, and that's a big reason why I do the things that I do, why I'm up so early in the morning adding value to your life. The challenge that I have is putting out all that energy, all that time, giving to other people and not taking care of yourself at the level you need to go. Many personal trainers who I've witnessed over all of my years, the really good ones, the ambitious ones, they will do it. They'll love it. They'll go for a certain period of time, maybe 5 years. I mean, right when they're getting to total mastery of what it is they do, they realize, you know, this isn't taking care of me. I am great at what I do. I take care of other people. It's just not taking care of me at the level that I want. And that is the biggest reason why personal trainers don't continue. It's not about loving what they do or being great at what they do or the people that they work with. Actually, it's those things. They value those things so much, that's what keeps them in. And so this gentleman has been in it for 20 years. The challenge is he's coming to me because he needs strategies. He needs a mindset on how to start taking care of himself. So you figure, you know, if he's been doing it for 20 years, he's not necessarily a spring chicken. And, you know, he's coming to me to make those breakthroughs, to open up his mind to different ways of marketing, his skill set, to do what he loves to do, go for his passion in life, to help other people, those things that he values, and not or, and take care of himself at a higher level. The challenge is when something isn't working for you, it's working for you at some level. There's just no doubt about it. You just wouldn't do something for 20 years if it wasn't working for you, satisfying your needs, allowing you to experience those thoughts and emotions at some level. Also, you know, if you've been doing it for 20 years and it's not working at, to the level that you want, there's some thinking that needs to be slapped, shook up, tossed around, reevaluated. All right? Because if you say, hey, this isn't working because this, this, and this, well, they have 20 years of conditioning. Yeah, but. And so you can make progress this way. Okay, you know, stirring up that emotion. I mean, we're not going to make changes in our lives unless we, you know, there's something that stimulates us. And many times it's not the inspiration to have better things in life. It's usually through the pain. It's either the pain of not taking care of ourselves financially, not having time, being too tired, not being able to provide for our family at the highest level, not being able to spend time with our family at the highest level because of what we do. Or maybe we're thrown into people we'd rather not be around. It's some sort of pain that's going to get you to change. But obviously, there's a lot of things. If you keep on doing the things you do, there's all those things that tie you in. It's satisfying at some level. And so for every push, there's a pull. Push, there's a pull. Push, there's a pull. 20 years of conditioning. So you can imagine the challenge for both of us to make those breakthroughs. Think about that in your life. You know, you want to change. You're not sure of the path that you're going. How many years have you been doing it? How much of that conditioning do you have to stay where you are? It will take a slap, a poke, a prod, maybe a little bit of pain. And if you dull the pain, right, if you pushed it off, right, it's going to take someone who really cares about you to just make you feel it, right, to not keep on tucking it away because you don't want another 20 years to go by. Man, just the thought of that. 20 more years going by. Hell, 20 more months going by. 20 more days going by with that type of pain, but you've covered it up. Just interesting. The longer we do something, the more sometimes we need that outside help by someone who really cares about us. And that outside help is from a source, again, of someone who can get you to really think about what you really want and maybe apply a little bit of the pain that, like I said, you've dulled, all right? Or you're going to have to go through it yourself. You're going to have to hit rock bottom and say, this can't work. Man, you know, even sometimes that doesn't help. You know, because you might be doing something that takes all of your time, all your energy, doesn't produce at the highest level. You, as a man, you're no longer an attractive mate. I mean, think about it. If you had a sister, right, or your daughter, and you said, hey, who do you want to pick as a mate? All the men out there, right? Let's take it away from you for a moment if you're having a challenge producing at the highest level. You know, I have total empathy for you, and I understand if you're not producing at the highest level. The challenge comes in is when you've justified, like, it doesn't matter. Yet there's so many things in your life that are pointing to it does matter, but you've dulled that pain. Right? But going back to what I'm saying, let's take you away from it. You might be caught up in your challenge for 10 months, 10 years. I mean, who knows? And so it's your sister or it's your daughter. And you said, hey, pick out a mate. Now, of course, you want to pick out someone who's kind and gentle. But, you know, being a provider, being someone who has the energy and the time, it's not all given away to other people all throughout the day, weekends, nights, spread out. So the time in between, like many personal trainers, those gaps in between are just downtime, just thrown away because you can't be productive. You can't even take a nap. You got to get up in 2 hours and be somewhere, right? It's very hard to be productive. So all your time is consumed giving to other people. You're probably great at what you do. And there's only so many hours you can do that. There's only one of you. I mean, even if you were to have personal trainers work under you, then there's more time management, more people. So you give, 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 give. You're not able to produce at the highest level to make those really those big dreams and goals happen. But you're a great guy. You're a great guy. You really care, you know, about the woman you're in a relationship. But again, going back to your sister or your daughter, wouldn't you advise her, again, if you could take yourself away from it, honey, sister, daughter, I think, for the quality of your life and for the quality of your future family's life, your children, I think you can get a great guy who's hardworking and ambitious, just like the person who gives all their time, all their energy without producing enough. I really believe with 7 billion people on the planet, you can find somebody just as awesome who can produce for you and your family at a higher level. Now, that may seem harsh to some of you guys if you're locked in. No, that stuff doesn't matter. It's about what kind of person I'm. You can find, and then they don't, you know, the challenge is sometimes when you want to really lock into your beliefs, then you want to make it black or white. Like, if you make money, then you're a horrible person, and if you don't make money, you're a good person. And yes, I definitely agree. There's horrible people out there who make a lot of money. You know what? But there's a lot of awesome people just like you who produce a lot more too. And wouldn't you have your wife or your, wouldn't you have, not your wife, but wouldn't you have your sister or your daughter look for a person, be a little bit more discriminating. Hold off a little to find a person who's great, who's awesome, who cares for her, and has found a way to produce at a higher level. Now, I'm not saying that to be harsh. You know, hopefully that just stimulates the fact that you look at it objectively. You, instead of dulling that pain where you know you need to produce more, you need to find a way. There are ways out there, all right? There is a way to be a great guy like you are and produce more. It may not happen the way you're thinking or doing. And do you want to go through pain to have to discover that, or can you be proactive about it now? Get those new thoughts, ways of doing introduced to you, right? You know, sometimes, again, that pain is so dulled over so many years, they don't even realize the pain anymore. They don't even realize the options of the women that they've gone out with or the relationships that might have been, because they just can't get in that position because they never were able to provide, and they focus on all the benefits. Don't really think about all those consequences, because those aren't right in front of their face, because they never actually materialized. They've never gone to France. They've never had that vacation. They've never provided for their woman at the highest level and saw their face. And not just the feeling of giving, but the feeling that you produce enough and you gave it to someone you care about, right? They don't even know what that feels like to know that they're even missing anything to feel that pain. That's why sometimes it takes, when you get that inkling that something must change, sometimes it's way past the point of you should have done something about it. You need that help sometimes. And again, friends sometimes, you know, they're going to just focus on what's great about you. That's why you love them. That's why they're your friends. It's not their job to stimulate pain, to make you feel bad for the values and the directions you've gone in life. That's up to you to do that. So it's a tough situation, but we're all going through it. To some level, all of us are going through it, even the person you respect so much. Again, here you are, one more day of this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, making you made that promise to yourself. You're following through on that promise to yourself by downloading this at the same time with structure in a day where you have to have that mental and emotional flexibility. The people come into your life, you're always asking yourself, what's the highest and best use of your time? Is what you're doing right now really helping you get to the results that you want? And that you may change that plan 5 times over the course of the week when new and better ideas come along. To just create structure in your life, just so that you can create structure, just so you can put your head down and work hard, it's not a great strategy to help you succeed at the highest level. It can make you comfortable and make your life predictable the minute to minute, the hour, the day to day, the week to week. It's not going to, though, really help you produce at the highest level. You have to be mentally and emotionally flexible to what's going around you. Sensory acute to, is what you're doing really helping you get to where you really want? And that's what this is all about. You've made that promise to yourself to be sensory acute, to be mentally and emotionally flexible, so you can get the highest and best use of your time and get the best options in life. Whatever it is to you, whatever those options be to you. Amongst all that, you can create structure. And the structure is to listen to this podcast, download it at the same time, listen to the same time, right? Maybe get some movement. So you're following through on your promise to yourself. Thank you so much for doing that for yourself. Congratulations to you. And thank you so much for allowing me to come into your life. I will not let you down. Here we are at podcast number 171 on our next, finishing up our block of 200. So we'll end at 200 and see where it goes from there. So we've got to make sure we get all we can of our time together, right? We've built this connection, all right? We're going to get everything we can on these last 29 or so podcasts, right? Everything we can. What kind of state are you in? Whoop, whoop. What can you do right now? Maybe whoop, whoop, a slap, slap, slap your chest, do a jumping jack. How close are you to a level 10 right now? That emotional state where you're eager, you're energetic, you're passionate, you're anticipating that one distinction, that one strategy, that one new way of looking at the world and your situation to take it to that next level. Where are you right now on a scale from 1 to 10? And what can you do physically, mentally, in the moment, immediately, to jack that up a couple notches? If you're at a 7, what can you do to jack it up to a 9? Is there something that you could do? Have you been experimenting with that? Because I'll tell you, that one new distinction, that one new strategy, that one new way of looking at your world, your challenges, your path to success, you're more likely to hear it when it shows up. All right? The closer you are to level 10 in that emotional state. So where are you right now? What can you do to improve upon it? Yesterday I posted, last night I posted a little session that I had yesterday with my nephew Ronnie. Talked about this on yesterday's podcast. Talked about life lessons. My nephew Ronnie came to me wanting to build his body for the next 17 weeks as he goes away to college. And I just thought it was a great time to, all these man formation strategies, all these life strategies that I share with you every morning, to pass it along to my nephew, right? You know, he talks about it, having more confidence. We all need more confidence, right? No matter what level we are, to challenge ourselves to take on that new frontier for us. It doesn't matter what we've accomplished in the past. I mean, you know, right now when I get up every single morning, okay, how can I provide value for you? What can I say that can just make that little difference? What's unique, edgy, different? Break their patterns, help them, right? You know that, you know, my 6 national championships from years ago, those don't matter right now, right? I have to go into that new space, that new frontier. And sometimes it's fearful if you're really pushing yourself. Sometimes you don't know how to get there, right? You're not 100% certain, right? And that's where I need courage every single day to get up, no matter what I've accomplished in the past. So if you say, wow, I need more confidence, right? More confidence will help me be more successful. You should have no shame in that, because we all need more. There's always a higher level, because we're always shooting for higher levels, and it's to take another level of confidence, no matter what we have, to take ourselves to that next level, right? So he's looking for more confidence, and I just know all these strategies, the man formation strategies, the things that we talk about every single day, man, I could give it to my nephew, and at the same time, I can document, film, podcast, videos, and share it with you at the same time. And I just am so passionate about this. I'm so excited about it, because if you think I'm passionate now, if you find value in this, I mean, what if you can witness me? There's that extra layer of love. I love you guys. I'm so glad that you decided to make me a part of your life. I'm happy to be a part of your life. Many of you I've never even emailed or spoken to at all, certainly haven't met you in person, right? What if you saw me interact with someone who I care about, I love, there's nothing I want more than his success, and you see that extra layer of passion and connection with all the lessons that I learned? I think that would primarily be awesome for my nephew, Ronnie, and it's going to be awesome for you to witness. Maybe my intonation, maybe watching on video and that body language, maybe it's just the one thing that'll push you through and take this whole experience, everything, you know, I'm set out to give you and accomplish and create this win-win situation for both of us, right? Maybe it'll take it to the next level. I guess we'll see here in the next 17 weeks. I'm excited about this journey. I'm excited about pushing myself to a new level of service, not only to my nephew Ronnie, but to you too. But we talked about some life lessons. And one thing is how you have to think outside the box. You can't go by what the norm thinks or what the norm does, what the masses do or think. Because the masses don't, just by definition, the normal isn't extraordinary. Normal isn't outstanding. So you really can't follow their lead of what they do or how they think or what their values are or what they will or will not approve of, what they will and will not think is politically correct, what they will and will not think is stupid or a good use of your time or a good risk. I mean, the masses may be doing the most of the judging or observing of you, but the masses aren't going, and they don't either know or care or have no desire to go where you want to go, to accomplish things that only 1 out of 100, 1 out of 1,000 people will accomplish. You can't do what the masses do. And I'm sure if you're the type of person to listen to the podcast, you at least intellectually know that. And one of my mentors, someone who's, I read all his stuff, I just think, never met him before, at least not yet, something I want to do somehow, some way, is meet Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, the owner, he's a billionaire from some technology that, you know, this type of radio streaming, part of the technology that may have an influence on how I am connecting with you. From here I am in San Francisco Bay or Northern California in the United States, talking to you all over the world. I think he was somehow involved in the streaming of radio, the sound through the internet way back when, rewarded handsomely. I think he was a billionaire at the age of 29. So that's one of his accomplishments. But he's gone on. He owns the Dallas Mavericks of the NBA, National Basketball Association, here in the United States, for those of you all around the world. He owns a team, which there's, I think, 29, 26 owners. So that's an elite group. You talk about one out of 100 or one out of 1,000. I mean, that's got to be, I don't know, one out of a million to have those type of resources to own a professional sports team franchise. And he's gone on further than that. He's a businessman, many different businesses. He's on a very popular television show here in the United States called Shark Tank, where entrepreneurs, they come up, they pitch their ideas on business. And if they like the business, the sharks, these accomplished business people, which Mark Cuban is one of them, can invest in their business. And they give them advice, whether they slam them with criticism or they reward them with going into partners or bidding on with the other sharks to be a part of their business, to invest in their business. All right, so he's part of that. He's, you know, just through the television show, he's teaching you about business and his mindset. I just think he's a really cool guy. He's straightforward. I think he's honest. He's obviously accomplished, and he seems like he has a lot of fun too. A lot of things I admire about Mark Cuban. Read every single book, every single autobiography about him, right? And you know, here in the United States, there's a scandal. It's probably worldwide if you watch CNN about one of the owners of this National Basketball Association, his racial comments that he made in his own home in private that were taped and exposed to the world, and his racist views, and how they're working hard to get him out of the league. And man, it's just a lot of drama, a lot of controversy. If that's allowable, these type of things, should they take that type of action? Mark Cuban, very early on in the process, said, interesting. You know, punishing a guy for his thoughts, whether, and, you know, Mark Cuban in no way justified, agreed with what he said. It's just that, are you allowed to have your thoughts without those type of repercussions, getting thrown out of the league, having your team, your pride, your joy for 30 years, your income, your status, your identity taken away from you for some thoughts that you had in your house that got illegally distributed to the world. He spoke out very early and said, I totally disagree with his thoughts, his racism, the things that he said, but that's a slippery slope to go down. Well, just yesterday, he got caught up in the controversy, and basically, you know, he talked about, look, we're all prejudiced to some degree. He said, what got him in trouble is that he said, look, if I'm walking down the street, and, you know, he said, if I see a black guy in a hoodie, right, I'm scared. I'm going to go to the other side of the street, just as if I were to see a white guy with tattoos who looks like, you know, white supremacist, scary dude. So black, white, whatever, scary dude, I'm going to the other side of the street. Well, here in the United States, you may remember, it's been less than a year ago, there was a young teenager, Trayvon Martin, in the state of Florida, was shot by, you know, a neighborhood security guy. And big controversy over his appearance, the racial profiling, how scary he appeared, that may have made this home security guy, volunteer security guy, take out his gun and use physical force and kill this unarmed young black teenager who happened to have a hoodie. And the whole thing is that scary? right? And so big campaign with everybody. Hoodies aren't scary. We got to stop this racial profiling. So, you know, Mark Cuban, the one thing about use the term hoodie that scares him, and it's just not politically correct, even if hoodies scare you, to use that particular model, because that was where this 16-year-old boy got shot, and the hoodie was all part of the whole campaign. Sports stars, entertainers, they were wearing hoodies on their Instagram and Twitter account, social media, to signify, don't racially profile black men with a hoodie. And so Mark Cuban used the whole hoodie as an example that scared him. And, you know, the point that I'm trying to make is, I think people respect Mark Cuban because he speaks his mind. He isn't afraid what people think. He has conviction in what he does, right? You know, the more and more you speak and more people respect you, the more you go out on a limb, you're going to say something that's either stupid or not politically correct. You're not that sharp to anticipate the impact of everything you say. You know, it isn't like you get a mulligan like in golf or you get a do-over, right? Once it's out there, especially if you're a high-profile person, it's out there. To be judged, I'm interested to see, you know, if his character, his candor, if that can override those words. I'm going to be watching that because there's a lesson for all of us. Like I said, life is always teaching us lessons. It's, you know, how closely are we paying attention? Because that's your challenge right now. You know, in this world with social media and so many people having the spotlight, they can write you an email. They can have an awesome email. They can make a video. They can make a podcast. I can make a podcast just like some big shot podcasters. I'm not sure if it'll get in everybody's ears, as many people's ears, but I have the same voice. I have access to the same technology where my voice can be heard right next to someone who's been doing this for years, and that's all they've concentrated on, which is a great thing. It's a great equalizer, right? But with so many people doing it, so many people have a YouTube channel, so many people screaming for your attention and having the technology to, you know, do it in a very professional way, your competition to be heard is massively more challenging than it was in the past. The challenge still is, like it's always been in the past, you have to provide value in some unique way. You can't just sit back, going back to yesterday's podcast, and just be very competent, just do what you're told, and expect to have the greatest things in life. So, you know, if you're okay with status quo, then, you know, who cares? Stay out of trouble. Don't stick your neck out there. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about saying something that's politically incorrect or saying something that some people might view as stupid, right? You won't have to worry about that if you just want to keep this status quo. Those are decisions for you to make, right? But if you want the greatest things in life, you're competing for the most ambitious, driven, the people who are willing to take risks, willing to put themselves out there to be different, to differentiate themselves from you and everybody else, the competition. And they're not afraid to occasionally look stupid in the eyes of other people or if they get in trouble. That's just the way they play it. And the greater the risk you take in life, the greater the rewards. The thing, though, is how do you avoid that? I don't know if you can avoid that. There's 7 billion people on the planet with all their values and all their ideas. Look, the masses, like I said, they're not going to do what you do. They're not going to value what you value. They think it's stupid. They think it's risky. You should put your energy elsewhere because that's what they do. They've made that decision, the majority of them. So you stick yourself out there. You say anything out of line. Oh, look at that. He should have never said that. I don't know if he should have never said that. I think that's all part of being outstanding. You're not going to hit a home run every time. You're going to strike out. You're going to look stupid in the eyes of other people, right? You're going to be judged as politically incorrect. You're going to get into trouble sometimes. I mean, that's not your goal, of course, right? But if you're working hard to differentiate yourself, to become special, unique, and different, to provide special, unique, and different value to other people, it's inevitable. Sometimes you can't predict how other people are going to react and think about what you do. You just can't. And that can't hold you back. I mean, use good judgment, right? I just think that's an impossible threshold if you really want to have the greatest things in life. That's something for all of us to think about. You know, what type of risk we're going to take? How are we going to speak our minds? I mean, if I can't speak into your soul and be transparent, I'm not going to create a connection for you. You know, sometimes I look at all my videos and all this stuff I'm producing. Man, I'm always writing. I'm always producing. It seems like I'm always talking. And sometimes I get so excited and I dangle a participle or I don't finish a sentence, you know, where I know what I'm going to say, but I don't actually finish it. A little typo here or there. I mean, I see this all, but unfortunately, I see it afterwards, right? And I say, oh, man, got to slow down, right? And of course, you want to be as conscientious as possible. You want to continually improve at what you do. At the same time, you can't slow down so much so that, you know, I'm doing one podcast a week because I want to make sure it's perfect. You got to move forward. You got to take those chances. You got to be able to speak your mind and dangle a participle every once in a while or misuse a word in context or something. You got to just do it and just understand that people will see past. Hopefully, that's what I want to see with this Mark Cuban. Will people see past what he actually said and get the bigger picture of who he was? We don't know who Donald Sterling is, who got in all that trouble. All of a sudden, this guy pops up and he has these racist views. Everybody has an idea. Well, a lot of people have an idea of who Mark Cuban is, all the things that he's done, all the controversial, outrageous, trailblazing things that he's said in the past. I wonder if he'll get a pass, unlike maybe other people who haven't gone out and showed themselves. It's just something that we can all learn from because we can't just sit back, right? We have to differentiate ourselves. We have to have that courage and creativity to differentiate ourselves. And then how do we stay out of trouble? How do we keep ourselves from being politically incorrect and stepping in some mess that we shouldn't even have tread it into, right? We know that 2020. Or somebody on the internet thinks we're stupid and outrageous, and they're very vocal of it. And so we're not looking stupid. Now, at least somebody out of this 7 billion people on the planet, this population, how do we avoid looking stupid in at least one of the 7 billion people's eyes who gets vocal? Is that even possible? Is that something that should even be your goal? If that's your goal, do you think that might be getting in the way for getting those things that you really want in life? I don't know if I have answers for you. I definitely have some things for you to think about, and that's what I poke and prod and I do during this Morning Connection podcast. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? You pushed yourself just a little bit further. You're connected to your dream, to your vision, your goal at the time. You know what, for me, I talked about that video that I shot with my nephew Ronnie, where I gave him some life lessons. I say you do, and to not worry about what people think. That's it. You can see this journey that I'm talking about, these videos, audios, all these things. If you go to skiplacour.com/journey, skiplacour.com/journey. Anyway, so this is about a 6 or 7 minute video. And the first thing about it was we pulled somebody from the gym to help us. I wanted to be respectful if he was in a hurry to do his workout, to do this for me. It's a gentleman who helped me actually with the details of setting up Mass Machine Nutrition a long time ago. And so I appreciate his help. He just missed the first 36 seconds. So it took me, I don't know, about 4 tries to what I was going to do. I had the audio track because I brought a microphone, but I had to fill up 36 seconds so I can use that valuable audio that set up the whole session with Ronnie, right? So that was number one. Second thing about it, because I pieced together the sound and the video, I couldn't match my lips. I couldn't sync it up with the audio. And I don't know if you know anything about video editing. I usually don't have a challenge. That is the challenge. You know, maybe you've seen this on television, on videos where it's just not, and it's so distracting. It's not, the sound isn't synced up with the movement of the person's mouth, and it's so distracting. I bet that took me 15 tries over the course of hours to get that that actually synced up right. Turned out where I was blending, when I was, that 30 seconds I talked about that needed to be filled in, I put some audio video clips of Ronnie training, and so the transition from the 6 little training segments that I had to take up that 30 seconds, I put those blended so it doesn't just move from one frame to another. Here's some details here. I don't know if this is even useful. It's even pertinent to the story. But every time I blended it, you know, you put this cross transition from one video to the next, it threw off the sync of the sound just by milliseconds, right? And so if I had four of those, and I finally figured that out, probably about, now when you're doing this video editing, you have to run, you have to try it 15 times, but it isn't like it's taking you, you know, 6 hours worth of work. It's just pushing buttons, going, doing something else. But the course of syncing that up took me like about 6 hours just to produce that 6 minute video. The thing is, that's the one thing, the being persistent to not being okay. Cause sometimes I had it kind of okay, acceptable many times. And I said, no, tried one more time to finally figure that out. Well, got a challenge out of my way. I know what to do next time. Anyway, what was it for you? What did you do yesterday that you pushed yourself? You were a little bit more persistent. You were a little bit more gritty. You didn't care about what people thought. You weren't afraid to speak your mind. You had that courage and creativity. What was it for you? We all have them, big, small, whatever throughout the day. We want to start recognizing those in the moment when they happen. Certainly when we review it during this Morning Connection podcast. In the future, even anticipate those things. When we have something to do and we want to put it up, we're so used to looking for those things that impress even us. We're looking for those things. We'll say, hey, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to jump in. These are one of those things that when I do it, it will impress even me. I got to push myself a little bit more. We're thinking that at the time. That's where this mental toughness conditioning really helps out. What was that one moment yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty damn cool, right? There's just something about your day, something big, small, something in between. Is what you're, I want you to think about for 3 seconds, that one big goal, that one experience that you really want, that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner. Right? Get clear, get more and more clear, get more and more detailed. Feel it, see it, hear it, know it. Use all your senses to visualize it for just 3 seconds a day, that big goal. You know, when you look at that video that I did with Ronnie during his journey, you know, he talks about being a ESPN sportscaster, right? And if that was my dream, every single day, I'd just be visualizing me being on the set, me being in New York City at Sports Center. I would even rehearse, you know, the news. I'd play the da-da-da, da-da-da music in my mind. I would do every that. I would just for the, you know, so he's 20 years old right now. Maybe he'll be 32 when that actually happens, the road to however that happens. I'm not really sure. For 12 years, I would think about that for 3 seconds every day. It would be so detailed. It'd be so rich in my mind. Let me tell you why that's so important, because when it's like I don't feel like studying at school, or, you know, I need to keep my body in shape, you know, or, I don't know, brush my teeth, wash my face, I got to cut my hair, I got to present a certain image at being in front of TV, in front of millions, to push myself for public speaking, be courageous. If I think it, I must do it. To grow in confidence, I would try more things for years, for the next 12 years, because I am so connected to that vision in my mind. Plus all the things you won't do. Look, I can't do that. That's stupid with my college buddies. Man, I got bigger goals that I think about every single day. That's not going to look good on my resume. Right? You'll think about things a lot more when you have that vision. So what is it for you? Take 3 seconds right now. Is what you're doing the highest and best use of your time? Is what you're doing right now really getting you closer to that dream, that vision, that experience, those results that you really want? Is it really getting you there? So will Ronnie, when he's at college and, you know, hey, let's speed down the Pacific Highway, Pacific Coast, or whatever, with a little bit to drink, he's thinking, man, there's no way, I don't care what, I can rationalize the fun of this. There is no how, no way this has helped me get to become that ESPN sportscaster. This ain't happening, right? When you're so connected to the vision, is what you're doing right now. See, that's the result. That's the Thanksgiving dinner, so to speak. The peanut butter jelly sounds, this would be cool right now. This make me feel good. It make me connect to my buddies, right? You'll make those decisions when you have that result. And again, what is that result that you're really after? Hey, thank you so much for doing this for yourself, listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me. Hey, thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement sports nutrition line, massmachinenutrition.com, or you can buy it on bodybuilding.com by going to sltips.com/3. Hey, make sure that you're on the Morning Connection newsletter email list. MTC delivered to you every single morning, sltips.com/22. Hope you had a good week. Finish out the week strong. Tomorrow, join my wife, Carrie, and me for the More Than Just Muscles podcast. I'm going to review all this MTC conditioning that we've done all week. In addition, we're going to talk about, last week we talked about red flags, guys to look for in women. So Carrie's going to did some research, looked on the internet. So we're going to talk about those red flags that women should look for in guys. And if it's the guys, maybe some cold, hard truths about some things, how you're viewed by women as red flags. And if you have some of those red flags, maybe there's some things to think about as you make your man formation and become the best man that you can be. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.